Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpvc.org.
Good morning. Turn your direction toward Genesis. I tried to encourage my daughter Stephanie, the very first part of Genesis right there, to memorize that and try to understand that. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. You know, it's our scientists, so many of them, not all of them, but so many of them try to tell us this world has evolved from nothing, and we come all out of the mud and all these sort of things. And I do truly believe that God spoke this world into existence, and he spoke those animals to reproduce after their own kind. So we need to make sure we fully understand that and try to encourage our children to understand that. And I realize on a test teachers give them, they want to give them these certain answers of this long 10,000 years. I told Stephanie, just write down the answer they want, but you don't have to believe it.
Right.
Just get on out of their class. I don't know if that's the best way, but if they don't want you to give them an error answer, then what do you do? Over here in Genesis, I got to reading about Joseph, and over about verse 45, chapter 45, 24. Quite interested in reading about Genesis. Every man and I like to just go back and just read it as a story. I mean, buddy at work, we were talking, and he gets a little sermon just about every day, a little bit long, a piece of one, Brother Vaughn. Sometimes I apologize to him. I'm sorry, I can't hit it. I get to reading something. One of the things I noticed, too, that Jacob, he was a plain man, and he kept sheep. And to this day, the world doesn't like cattlemen, sheep keepers, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's even back then, the Egyptians didn't like them, and the world don't really care for farmers in one respect. This is kind of their saying is a necessary evil. But anyway, getting back to what I was trying to get to is Joseph and his brothers, Joseph knowing his brothers, what kind of meanness that went on among themselves. Verse 24 out of chapter 45. After Joseph had been revealed to his brothers, he sent message back to Jacob, his father, that he was alive. But that, verse 24, so he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That right there kind of caught my attention this morning. I got thinking about, see that ye fall not out by the way. I kind of wonder if the old Baptists have fallen by the way, Brother Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
I think we kind of yield to the world. We yield to the falsehood of the world just to pacify them to the point
right. That
we have not stood our ground rightfully. Some of it's because we fear, and some of it's because we've not studied
right. The
Word of God. That ye fall not out by the way. That's very important. I also find, I always try to find another place over in other scripture that would back this. When Paul, we're going to come back to Genesis, but over here in the Philippian letter, see where it was. Philippians 3:14 is what I'll find it. Bear with me. Yeah, 3:14, where Paul told the brethren, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's, to me, that's also paralleling kind of the words of similar, fall not out by the way. We are to press on toward the mark of the high calling.
Right.
We are to pay attention to what God has revealed to us. And we need to stand our ground from time to time and knowing that this world is not ours to keep and to stay.
Right.
And it's just a place for us, I use the term we're visiting, because this world is not our eternal home. This is
right. Just
where these natural bodies were born. They'll live their time and they will die. The spirit dwells inside of us from God. It's put inside of us when we're born again. When God takes us back home to mortal glory, we have a heavenly home. I preached last week on the word hope. hope in Christ Jesus, that one sweet day we'll be housed in heaven, immortal glory. It's been revealed to us, and we rejoice in knowing these things about Jesus. And see that ye fall not out by the way. Don't get to fussing with people and trying to get to the point where you forget. That's what I think Joseph was trying to tell his brethren. Don't get to argue to the point where you fall out of the way. Forget about the things of God. Forget. We have a tendency to start thinking about ourselves. See, these brethren, they could have been very jealous of one another for what happened to what they did to Joseph.
Right.
They were mean to that boy. Oh, by the way, something else I want to pick out. When Jacob saw the coat of many colors that they took off Joseph, they took that coat off of him and they put that blood on that goat or sheep, whatever it was, and they showed it to his father. And his father made a statement. And the more I studied, the more truth there was there. But he said that his son was killed. Let's see if I can find it real quick. I want to get the wording right. Anyway, I can't find it as quick as I want to. I've been studying. But the boy was killed by an animal. They thought. Jealousy among people is like an animal.
Right.
It's vicious. Jealousy of one another will destroy us. Yeah. Jealousy is such a creature that we forget about the struggles that we personally have and start envying of another one. Mm-hmm. That statement that Jacob made about Joseph being killed by something, it was hatred.
Yes.
So let us be careful as we journey in this life that we do not see that ye fall not out by the way. What way? Jealousies.
Right.
We need to be careful about preachers. We need to be careful about our brothers and sisters. Okay, so a fellow is blessed to have a little more money over there. His job seems, you're standing back. You look at, boy, they just doing real good on their job. They're getting more money, and they seem like they just prospering, and I'm jealous of it. Mm-hmm. How do you know that that's really, they're happy? I remember one story that was told years ago. This gentleman he went to the CCC camp, and he was a very rich gentleman. Other men that were eating at the table, they'd sit down contently, glad to have what they had. And this very rich person got up and he talked to the men. And the story went that he told them that, I wished I was more like y'all. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm worried about all these finances. I'm worried about all the trying to keep my money and keep this to the point where I can't even sit down and eat a meal decently without nerves being wrecked. See, it comes with that monetary things of the world becomes you got to be a steward of it.
Yes.
And if you don't rightly divide it and put the stewardship back to God, giving it to you for a blessing that you may need it and rightly use it, realizing that God has blessed you with it, it will become a burden to you. So, fellow, you're looking over here at somebody that looks like they've got a lot of money over yonder, and they just getting doing real good. Wait a minute now. What other burden goes with that?
Right.
God's not giving it to you because you didn't need it.
Right.
But He yet, we need to remember He has given us what we need, when we need it,
right,
as much as we need. And when we have excess, we need to remember that God has blessed it to us. Let us try to figure out what we're supposed to do with it and give God the honor and glory. So let's not become jealous or high-minded to the point that we forget. See that ye fall not out by the way. Start being highly jealous of one another, highly envious of each other. These are small things that I see out of Genesis, but it's still, even though it happened back then, it's still active today.
Yes.
That's the part that when he told him that, he knew that those brethren could fall out of the way and get such a bickering among themselves and start You know, matter of fact, if you read the study there, you'll find out what Benjamin had, I think it was five times more. Several, a lot more gold than the other brethren.
Yeah.
They might have become jealous of all that mess. He told them, no, look, what they've been given, it come from Pharaoh, which it also come through Joseph. It was given to them to be fed, to be used in a proper manner, being brought to the house of God, or housed in a place that they would be safely protected. Everything that we have today, the clothes on our back, the automobile we showed up with, the money in the bank, is here for us to use while we're in this old world.
Amen.
Don't get thinking I'm high-minded to the point I'm better than everybody else. Remember, God has granted this to you and me to be used properly. It's not going to go with us when we go to heaven and mortal glory, but it's while we're living here, we want to be a good steward of it and use it properly. Know that where it come from. See that ye fall not out by the way. See that you don't become jealous of other people's what they have. See that you have to get high-minded of what I'm better than you.
Mm-hmm.
We need to remember these things when we come in contact with one another. As we press, as Paul's told us, press toward the mark of the high calling. What's that high calling? Serving God, worshiping God, praising God, thanking God for His Son, Jesus Christ. Because when you get to reading all these, you know, when I read Genesis and I see all the stuff that went on right there, some of it, I've got to thinking this week about, what about, you know, Isaac was deceived by his wife and Jacob.
Right.
Here it is, I think I calculated around 7 years later. Jacob's around 40 years old. By that time, he's about 47 years old. Should know better than to get drunk. And that's what happened. He got drunk. His father-in-law, or soon-to-be father-in-law, Uncle Laban, they had a party. I'm just putting it down in just simple words. They had a party. And the boy got drunk, 47 years old. He should know better. And he wound up with the wrong woman. What would have happened had he stayed sober, Brother Vaughn? I wonder what. If he had stayed sober, how much his Bible may have changed, his story may have changed. I don't know. But we need to be careful.
Yes.
Every day, how we conduct ourselves, who we get around, our friends. You know, he thought Uncle Levin was going to take care of me. He took care of him, I thought about that too. Don't you know how frustrated he was when he did sober up and find out what wife he got? And now he felt a little bit like Isaac was being deceived over there. And Esau, how he was shortchanged or he was pushed out. The things in this Bible that talks about us. You can, if you can't see yourself in some of this scripture right here, some of the things that went on, see what kind of sinners these were, but yet God loved them.
Yes.
That's the mystery to me, Brother Vaughn. I can look and see some of the things I've done in my life that is so sinful, but yet God loved us. He sent His only begotten Son to bleed and die on the cross to make our sins be washed away, washed in the blood, as the song, I appreciate the song Brother Winslet picked out there a while ago, that I'm walking with God when the evening sun is setting. I have walked with God today.
Mm-hmm.
Have I walked with God today? Have you walked with God today? Have you stayed on the track? Have you seen that you shall not fall out by the way through the day? Work on it. I've got to work on it. That don't make us a child of God, but what it does prove that you are a child of God to yourself.
Right.
That you have a desire. What? To please God.
Right.
To please your Heavenly Father. To realize that you are a sinner and the people we come around every day, they have sinned and come short of the glory also. Don't get high-minded and think, oh, I'm better than them. No, you're not.
Exactly.
No, you're not. So give them an air of forgiveness. Help them press on to the mark of the high calling. Don't belittle them because, listen, we're all sinners. We all depend upon the mercy of God every day. We depend upon the mercy of God's blessing us far and beyond what we deserve. God, don't give me what I deserve because I know what kind of person Steve Milner is. He's no good before Almighty God. But thanks to God's mercy, I have a desire. You know, that desire, you know, before you've been born again, you don't care about trying to please God.
Right.
It don't mean nothing to you. You're just going out here, rip up and down the road. That's what we see a lot of our friends doing. Be careful who we pick as our friends. They'll get us drunk, Brother Vaughn, drunk on the world, and we'll wind up with the wrong woman or the wrong situation. But God is able to deliver us out of every situation.
Right.
Call upon Him. And when you see that, yeah, you've sinned and you come short of the glory, beg God's forgiveness, repent of it.
Right.
You know, repent of it. Come away from it. You don't have to continue on that. Get out of it. And thank God for it. So as we see that ye fall not out by the way, that's something, that's a work those brethren had to do. Did it make them the brethren? No, but if they are brethren.
Yeah.
Follow God the best we know how. Seek God in all what we may do. Press toward the mark of the high calling, that we may honor God, give Him the praise, and thank Him for His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the only way we're going to be housed in heaven, immortal glory,
right,
is by the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And we need to tell our brothers and sisters about it. And we need to work on myself. I need to work on living it better every day, every moment of every day. I hope these are a few thoughts that I had on my mind I wanted to share with you. Keep reading Genesis. Keep reading the scriptures. But thank God that you have a desire to know these things. And that, to me, I love that because it gives me a desire. Once again, it shows me I am a child of God because I want to know more about Him. If you want to know more about Him, that's the evidence to you, because Satan the whole time is trying to confuse you, push you off the side, get you thinking, well, I'm not a child of God. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Because you want to know more about Him. That's your evidence. Follow Him. See that ye fall not out by the way. I hope this will help y'all. It's something I need to hear. I need the encouragement every day. I come to church when I can and serve God the best we know how. Have mercy upon one another. And I ask y'all forgiveness for me. Forgive one another. Because that's one of the sweetest things when a child of God feels forgiveness and able to press forward.